On Mondays, the business report focuses on technology, and today we'll ask what we can learn from the sale of Ask Jeeves. Media mogul Barry Diller says he's buying the search engine for $1.8 billion. It's one more sign of the big jump in internet advertising revenue. Suddenly, all kinds of companies are beginning to advertise online, and search engines like Google and Yahoo are raking in profits. As NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, the internet ads may be coming at the expense of more traditional media.
Not many companies see their profits grow tenfold in a single year, but that's what happened to internet search engine Google between the last quarters of 2003 and 2004. Other internet companies like MSN and Yahoo have seen big gains too. Analyst Charlene Lee of Forrester Research says there's one major reason for this increase.
It's on the back of not only a recovering economy, so marketers are spending more overall, but they're realizing that traditional vehicles, things like television and magazines and radio, aren't really doing their full job.
Lee says by far the most profitable part of internet advertising right now is search engines. For instance, someone who goes on Google and types in the words African Safari will bring up lots of free content, but also lots of paid ads for airlines and travel agencies and tour groups in Kenya and South Africa. Robert Greenberg, CEO of the interactive ad agency RGA, says this ability of search engines to target customers is an immensely valuable tool for advertisers.
The numbers show that the cost that it takes per customer to reach them and with messaging that would influence them to make a purchase is much less expensive online.
But Greenberg says the potential of the internet goes well beyond search engines. His company has designed internet campaigns for numerous Fortune 500 companies, including IBM, Merck, McDonald's, and Verizon. For Nike's website, Greenberg's company developed a number of interactive features. Users can design their own footwear, watch short films, and hear interviews with college football coaches.
So now we got him this year for the whole ride. Like the threshold of like control fury. He's like ready to just tear up the entire league.
Greenberg says unlike traditional ads, websites like this can provide users with a huge amount of product information, an amount limited only by their patience for clicking onto new pages. Best of all, he says, with the explosion of technologies going on right now, there's no end to the new strategies available to advertisers. During the New York Auto Show this year, his company set up a car race on a huge digital sign in Times Square. Passersby could control it using their cell phones. Greenberg notes that many cell phones now offer streaming video, presenting yet another new advertising platform.
Everything that we're doing seems to be moving at a very quick pace. We're always adding more technology, and we're never caught up.
For all its rapid growth, the internet still draws only about 3% of total advertising dollars, or less than about $10 billion annually, which is tiny compared to television and newspapers. But as the audiences for more traditional media shrink, the reach of online advertising can only grow, says Brad Adgate of the media buying firm Horizon Media.
What's really starting to grow now is broadband connections, whether it's through a cable modem or a DSL phone line, and that's continuing to increase. And so as people, more and more people's leisure time activities, they go to the internet instead of using other traditional media, it's not surprising that the ad dollars are going to follow that.
The surge in internet ad revenues has not gone unnoticed by the traditional media. In recent months, many big media companies have invested new money in the web. For example, the New York Times, which already has a substantial website of its own, purchased the web portal About.com. The optimism about the web's potential very much brings to mind the internet boom of the late 1990s. But this time around, many companies have learned more about how to make money off the net. And with the ad market changing so much, they have no choice but to try to do so. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.